Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so I think everything is good. Okay, so thanks for joining me, Joy Ma Clarion. So today we are talking about, I've been waiting to do this. Are we prepared? Are we ready to go into Angry Dad today? But you know, spiritual days, so it's the day of Jupiter. So good dad must address bad dad. Let's just call it like what it is, because Saturn is not really the favorite planet of our solar system. Even astrologers are like, this guy is tripping. He is what they call the greater malefic Just basically, when Saturn approaches you, you just, everything seems to be miserable and of strife, right? You just seem to have, like, the worst time. My early experiences with the Saturn-like personality, and I didn't know it at this time. Joy Ma was in first grade, and she had her favorite teacher. Well, I'm just saying that because I like to think of her as my favorite teacher, but she really wasn't. We call her Miss B. That's, you know, I'm not going to say her full name, but, yeah, her last name started with a B, so no intention, you know, no intention meant by that, but she really was, like, the angry dad-style teacher. She was yelling at us, and we were in first grade. She yelled at us all the time, like, all the time, and like, when I look around, like, we weren't really doing anything a lot of times. She just had this reputation of, oh, you know, you're just scared. Don't do anything. Don't say anything. Don't breathe. Like, all of us kids, little kids, we would line up for the door, and we felt, like, kind of, like, paralyzed in a way. Like, it's like she was this angry kind of, like, her energy was just more, like, on a monster level, like, a beast-like level. Like, whoo, we don't want to do the wrong step here, because then she didn't have no qualms about yelling at a kid. She'll turn around real quick and yell at you in your face, like, no, shouldn't do that. I mean, it's traumatizing. That's all I can remember. Just her energy was very angry. But I will say it did taught us not to mess up, right? Like, we never wanted to do anything to upset her. We were always in line in, like, kind of single fashion. You could say we were, like, if you never seen her around and you just seen us, you could say we were, like, her best student. I mean, she just had that effect with that anger, but I'm telling you, I was like, I don't remember anything from that class. I don't remember getting any lessons. That's how traumatic the Saturnalia energy was from her. So, we're talking about angry dad. Now, Saturn, says, like, that it comes in your orbit 29 and a half years, so that could be, you know, if you time it right, thankfully it could happen, like, right before you turn 30, or so most of the time you experience Saturn before you turn 30. It depends on your astrological chart. But man is a whammy. They say that he is, it's like, it doesn't have to be a he, of course. We're just talking about masculine energy. But it's usually a symbol of authority figures, teachers, but the type of teacher it is like maybe an older teacher, kind of like frustrated with teaching, just kind of very strict and, you know, tends to be older men a lot. You ever come across someone who's like really cranky, like this old, you know, old fella, just really cranky, just, you know, doesn't want to, you know, be around here no more. Or maybe he just has like a lot of problems and he takes it out on you because he's older and he feels like he could do that. That would be like the perfect symbol of Saturn, what Saturn represents in our world. Saturn represents, you know, not only the authority figures and teachers, or I should say the older teachers, the older strict teachers. It would also represent the laws and structures of our society. And it's also really give you a sense of, like, limitations and structure, boundaries, right, restriction. And to be honest, we don't really have boundaries. I mean, we're in space. But Saturn will have you tripped into thinking there are boundaries, and they're trying to say it's a good thing. It could be a good and bad thing. The good thing would be for that, so you think that there's some type of consistency or some type of constant, so you don't feel like, you know, everything's in flux and it's, you know, stable and grounding, like, at least I know what the rules are, and I know where the boundaries lie from here to here. So it's really just about, like, comfort. The bad thing is when we take it too literal and think that these laws are just, I mean, where we just think everything's inflexible and these things are here to stay. Saturn just represents our rules. We can change our rules, and I think sometimes we forget that as a society that we have the ability to mold and craft our laws the way we see fit for our new reality, our new matrix. So basically we're talking about perceptions of rules of society and the world, how we respond and react to those. Because Saturn would have you think that nothing can change, that you can't really change these rules, but that's all an illusion. Okay, so I'm going to get into my dream. So that's the skinny on Saturn. Just to give you another example of Saturn, it's basically like, okay, to compare the teachers. Now, the type of style teaching I would do maybe would be considered Jupiter because, like, I'm nice and, you know, I like to, you know, be nice to kids when I teach them lessons so they can understand it. They understand the importance of why they have to learn something. Whereas Saturn doesn't really care about too much of the delicacies. They're just like, hey, you do this or else. You know what I mean? You know, give you, like, tons of homework. You know, that's the style of teacher it does. It'll just grade you. They're saying that Saturn's supposed to be fair, and for the most part, it seems like we have fairness, but I really don't think that even with Saturn's system on the planet where it's not really fair. Yeah, to me, sometimes I feel like Saturn is just needs in need of healing, right? It's just angry for a reason, but it just is kind of like a broken-down teacher. I wouldn't want Saturn people teaching my children, just saying. Joy Ma. Gotta have that niceness, that Jupiter. The only time I can see Saturn really come into play when you're talking about, like, teaching someone something is if you have people or, like, children who are very stubborn and, like, say you're nice and you keep being nice, oh, don't do this, don't do that, and they still keep doing it. And it's just, like, at what point, you know, does it, you know, cross into their peripheral, like they can't do something because it could be a safety issue. Now, I can see you using Saturn for that. Like if you're angry and you're like, don't touch that because, you know, that stove is hot. Like you have to kind of scare them, you know, whoever it may be. So, you know, you can prevent them from getting into some worse entanglement. It could be a safety issue. So that's what I see. It's more to our benefit. But most of the time they say Saturn really brutal. And then we see what's going on with the news, like this brutal police things that are happening everywhere. And you have the question, like, okay, is this just the abuse of power? It's the abuse of the Saturn. So let's just get into our Saturn. So my dream was very interesting about the whole Saturn thing. The angry dad style energy. Now, I had this dream like a while back, and it was interesting because I remember this was at the time, like, okay, I used to work in a pharmacy. So this was time when I come back home, and this was like probably like about a year and some change ago. So I come back from work, and I'm going to sleep, and I really had this vivid dream, like I was actually there. I woke up in, like, a movie theater, and I'm with one of my coworkers, and we're sitting here watching this movie theater, like, this movie is about to begin. But it's weird because this movie is really, like, it felt like it was something that happened, and it felt like I was going into, like, a record of sorts of what had transpired, what had happened on our planet, basically. So to give you an idea, it's like the early 20th century, like the 1920s. This was the time when the actual movies started to be made and the magician scene was hot. You know, people wanted to entertain, and so it was that type of environment. And all I could see was these magicians, they're doing this great magician stuff. Like they're phenomenal magicians, and they have all this energy, and it was really dark because I saw these magicians, like, trying, you know, hurting themselves, but it's like they were committing suicide, but the way that they were committing suicide was just odd because they looked like they didn't want to hurt themselves. They have this expression on their face like, oh, you know, I can't stop it. So they were being what I call mesmered. They were being forced to kill themselves. And so it's almost like I was looking at what was happening, and like the energy was, after they killed themselves, the energy was being extracted from their place of where they did what they did, and it was being extracted from the planet all the way up to the spaceship. And the spaceship was, it looked like an asteroid. I mean, you would never think that it was a spaceship. It was like one of those spaceships that were made to look like natural phenomena. And I was like, oh, that's pretty clever. But the energy was going straight up into that asteroid, And within the asteroid, it was like a whole freaking civilization. I'm like, wow, this is pretty nice. You go into the asteroid, like, this is what I'm being shown. And it's, like, it's daylight, and it's like a civilization. It had, like, an artificial sun. I mean, these cats had technology that, of course, is superior. I mean, it was just phenomenal. It was, like, it was beautiful. It kind of reminded me of Florence. I was just going to say that because I've been to Italy. So if you want to know, like, how it kind of appeared, the inside of the asteroid, if you ever visit Florence, in Italy, it's a beautiful city. It has, like, this nice golden sunshine, and it's just kind of this antiquity about the buildings. And that's what it was. That's what it was like inside the asteroid. It was similar, but it was more grander. And I seen them extracting this energy. It went into this big crystal skull. It was like a crystal skull that was placed in the middle of, like, their town square. And it was like an altar, if you will. Like, that's kind of what people use as religion. Can we use us? I was, like, mortified. I was like, oh, my goodness, like, woo. But that's not even the best part. These things were, like, they looked like us. They were just 50 feet tall. They were giants. You know, they were just, like, they were tallish. I mean, they made Draymond feel like a bug. They were tall. They were giants. They were 50 feet tall, and, like, the way they dressed was still kind of, like, they had, like, a wardrobe that's similar to, like, a Roman official from, like, Roman Empire. Like, they would dress like that. And the guy, he looked like Caucasian. He looked like he could be the lead of Metallica. Like, he looked like he could be the guy who was the lead singer of Metallica. He was just 50 feet tall. So I'm like, and just to top things off, they were playing. Their music, it was heavy metal. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, is this where we get heavy metal from? Like, a lot of their culture seems to be kind of, like, trickled down into our world. But they were playing heavy metal. That was their song. And they didn't believe in, but it's like I was in the psychic realm, so I kind of felt how these people felt. It was kind of morbid because they didn't believe in spirituality. They just believed in science. So they believed when they died that it was it. The best that they had to offer was the crystal skull that they would extract magician's energy or anybody they felt that was magical, and they would extract it. And just the way they went about it was kind of spooky. And then they would bless it too, which was the weird thing. It's like when they're extracting the energy after they make you, you know, self-sacrifice yourself, they would say thank you. They would bless you and say thank you. I was like, oh, this is kind of creepy. They would do that, and that's just what they worship. And I think when I started to awake, I started feeling this sense of sadness for them because in the sense that they had all this grand technology and this science, right? But they're kind of living on the outskirts of the earth like they're vagabonds. I don't know. It just felt like something happened where they had to be out there. And I don't think they're there anymore, but it just seems like it was some sadness. And they didn't have spirituality. They were relying on us. Come on. Like, we struggle on a daily, like, human beings. But anyway, that dream proved to me that humans are spiritual creatures. We have a spirituality about us that we need to fully embark and fully learn how to use. These creatures definitely felt like we were magical. We have some spirituality because they were very 3D. They were very physical, very Saturnalian type beings. They didn't believe in anything, like any kind of afterlife. So it was kind of a shame because with all that they know, they just didn't have the one element that could really make them feel at peace. You know what I mean? Like, even their music was that. And so they didn't have spirituality. So I guess what I'm saying, the first part of Angry Dead Saturn is realizing that we are more than just our physical, because Saturn is about physicality. It's about manifesting in the physical, making something tangible. It's about the limitations of our world. When you talk about rules in society, when you talk about what you try to tell someone what to do with their body, I mean, it's just very restrictive. But the real honest truth is it's an illusion because we're in space. Like, there's nothing that can really hold us back. If you learn spiritual powers, like, if you learn how to do some of this stuff, you can lucid dream. You can psychic trance. You can travel with your mind. Like, our spirit is way more than just our physical shell. I mean, even an astrologer, I forget the name. I got to get this name. It's probably going to be in part two on Sunday. But there was an astrologer that had a dream, a lucid dream, where at the time, in the known world, they thought that the Earth, you know, they just had old ideas about how the Earth was and where we were in space. And he actually had a dream of going past the boundaries of space. And it was so convincing to him that he, you know, he resisted the Inquisition. Like, they basically tortured this guy to try to recant his dream. He was an astrologer. And he just went and let up because he really believed in his vision. And he basically died for it. I got to get the name of this guy, but it was definitely a true act of faith on his part of what he believed was true. So I'll get the name for you in the second part, but just when you think about it, Angry Dad, you know, it's just meant to teach us a lesson. If you survive and stand up to Angry Dad, what it will do is teach you courage, because a lot of times it's about rules, and so these can be even limiting, because this is all that Saturn uses is rules. The structure, once you know all the rules and structure, you can kind of like, Saturn is so rigid, it's not going to go, you know what I mean? That's why people go through loopholes a lot of times when you talk about like our economy. People don't like it, and you know, it's how we feel about it, but they're able to do this for a reason, because if you're not creative enough, I mean, you can get around these rules. These are not even, like, strong borders, you know. There's, like, holes everywhere. So just letting you know, like, you don't have to be limited. You can be free. Jupiter is definitely a good example of a planet for you being free in your mind, expanding your mind and going as far as you can go. Jupiter style teaching won't limit your type of thinking, where Saturn will. You know, Saturn will say, you can't do this. And sometimes I feel like they won't even give you a good enough reason why you can't do it. Just like, you can't do it, right? But as you get older, you start questioning things. Wait a minute, I'm an adult now. Like, I can do things the way I want. I could try to switch these laws to be more beneficial to society, because sometimes these rules are just not far, you know, it's not meant to really benefit everyone. So, yeah, and actually says, too, when you talk about health in the person, that Saturn affects the age, it affects our bones and teeth, and it's definitely a part of, like, an aging process. So when you feel like you are, maybe your teeth and bones are not, maybe some arthritis, maybe you're just feeling, like, a little lackluster, a little bit of the aging has come upon you, you're moving slow. You know, it could be your ideology. They say we're young if we believe it so, right? So if you're starting to think that you can't do things, you stop dreaming that you can do things, you're kind of going into this whole Saturn of physicality, like all that there is food, drink, and sleep, right? This is all my, oh, and work, right? Work, food, drink, sleep. You know, just the senses world, there's nothing more to that. I mean, that's pretty morbid. I mean, this is not something that you should really get trapped into, because that's just not what the truth is. But it just said a lot about Saturn. The real good thing, though, I would say to come from Saturn, it can be handy if you use it correctly. If you don't abuse Saturn's power, you can use it to ground someone, to help them heal, you know what I mean? And just basically, you have to foster some type of spiritual practice. The best type of sign that works well with Saturn, honestly, is a Sagittarius. You know, you may not be a Sagittarius, but if you read what Sagittarius, what the sign invokes, we're all chameleons in the end. Where humans have the ability to be anything that we want to be. So you can really foster the traits of a Sagittarian-style spirituality, and it works very well with Saturn. It works very well with our 3D world, because Sagittarius has rules as well. I think that's probably why it has a type of structure, but it's not too structured, because we're talking about spirituality. So it's very free-spirited and adventurous. And that should be the fire to keep you going, right? To keep you free flowing and not rigid to Saturn's structure, the angry dad structure. Okay, so we don't have any callers. We have the last segment of the show. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so one thing I'll mention before we go off the air. Okay, talk about the crystal skull, the magicians, the mesmerists. Yeah, I feel like there were the giants and the asteroid. Something told me they could be like Nephilim. Like, it's kind of sad because maybe they were here before and they were kind of rushed off the planet, but I just see them as natural predators. I'm just like, come on, people, we're human. We just got to have our wits about us. There are natural predators, so in the laws of nature, if you got natural predators that would try to hunt you for anything, you have to be on point. So it's just the way the system is, the ecosystem. I mean, what do animals do when we try to eat them? They run, right? So, it's the same thing. We should have some kind of defensive skills for these otherworldly aliens. Do you want to call them aliens? I mean, there's a bigger chain. I mean, we live in a universe. It's not far-fetched to think that there are other things out there that feed on us. The best defense, though, is spiritual, some type of spiritual practice that protects you, because you know, every facet of your life, spirituality can protect you on so many levels. You know, business, if you're a healer, if you work in a health field, you need some spirituality. There's a lot of people who are going through, I've done, for years, since 18, I've been working in the healthcare field. I've been monitoring people's hearts. Okay, that's very stressful when you're seeing, okay, are they about to die? Alert the nurse. Like, I was a heart technician. And it's just, it can be very draining type work. You need something to keep boosting you up because people are sick, you know, people need help. So you have to kind of be in your A game when you're doing even care. So spirituality is definitely needed when you're trying to heal someone. And now I just heal people's hearts in a different way by giving readings. So it's interesting. Like, I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm a big fan of Eastern spirituality, and I like to mix it with some Western too. So I'll try to combine those to just the overall benefit for myself. And it just works out for me and what I use it to solve problems with. So it's up to you what system you want to use, but just make sure it handles all your needs. Right, make sure it can help heal everything about you. And one thing I'll say, Saturn represents in the major tarot deck of the legacy, it represents the world card. And if you look at the world card, I'll probably put a picture, you know what, I'll put a picture up on Sunday for part two. But the world card is basically you see this person standing on the planet just kind of being free. Just kind of saying, this is it, like, I know everything now. Once you get through Saturn, you pretty much know how our world works, how societies work, and how you want to live your life after that. Like, you become, like, full integrated into who you are as a person. So that is the mission, right? To be fully, you know, balanced, fully who we are, and fully free to embrace, you know, what we want to do in this world. Like, what is our goal, you know, our end zone going to be, our purpose? When you get to the world card, it's connected to Saturn for a reason. You get past Angry Dad, I'm telling you, you should know exactly where you want to go, what direction you want to go. You're just well-defined as a human being, because that Angry Dad will give you some harsh lessons that you will always remember, that you'll always learn from, good or bad, right? So this is Joy Mom. It's kind of ending now, so the second part will be on Sunday. Okay, second part is Saturday on Sunday. So I didn't have any callers. Maybe I'll have some callers Sunday, and time permitting, I'll get into the readings. But definitely want to listen to a little bit of this song. I'm going to play this on Sunday as well, but I'll listen to a little bit of the song to kind of play things out for everything that is Saturnalian. Angry Dad series part one.
Mm-hmm.
show. Hope you enjoy it. Live listeners, archive listeners, stay tuned for Sunday part two. We're almost finished the Dad series, so I'll probably finish earlier in the show. And if, you know, I don't normally take callers on Sunday, but if you call, we can get into some readings hopefully, right? All right, take care. Join my Thursday's abundance in yourself, spiritual self, to be fully equated with this 3D physical reality we call Saturn.